You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church, Ross on Wye. To find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
We're starting a new series, which is called The Kingdom Over Everything. I keep forgetting. And it is going to be based on Isaiah 61. And it's really a continuation of our whole theme of Go for our group of churches for this year. And so it's part of our reach. One of our four core values as a church is reach, and this is all about that. And so it's really about our call to reach out and to go. And it's to be part of our lifestyle as a church. And I'd really like someone to volunteer to read Isaiah 61, please.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendour. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Strangers will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. And in my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring amongst the people. All who see them will acknowledge that they are people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord, and my soul rejoices in my God. For he hath clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprouts come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations.
Amen. When I read that, or when I read it, sometimes I get a bit overwhelmed with what I'm supposed to be doing, and think, how can I possibly be doing that? I'm in no fit state to do that. So I just want us to spend a bit of time really meditating on the beginning of that, because I think it's really key. So I'm only going to speak on, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me too. That's the only bit I'm doing. Because I think we can skip over who is doing the anointing and what it means. And I think as we go forward, going and reaching and breaking strongholds and bringing good news, we need to know who is anointing us. We looked a couple of weeks ago at Jesus's just before his ministry began, and in Matthew 3 it says, at that moment heaven was opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him, and a voice from heaven said, this is my Son who I love, and with him I am well pleased. And we looked at how important it was a couple of weeks ago to know that we are his beloved. And actually, this Isaiah 61 starts with the other thing that happened to him. The Spirit descended on him like a dove. This is how God set Jesus up for his ministry. And it's how how I think he is speaking to us as a church, that we need to know we are his beloved and we need to be anointed by his Holy Spirit. God wants us to be equipped just as Jesus was. He wants us to know our identity just as Jesus did. And I thought about this morning and I thought, you know, he wanted that for Jesus because he was his son. He wants it for us because we are his children. He loves us so much that he wants us to have the same identity as Jesus. He wants us to have the same equipping as his son, because that's what he's called us to be, his children. And so it's a really precious thing that we're thinking about. It's really precious to be beloved of God, and it's really precious to be anointed by him. So we're going to go in that foundation of our identity of being beloved and anointed. In the Old Testament, anointed, they use for all various reasons, but I just found it interesting to think that they were anointed as priests, not always, but sometimes. Elisha was anointed by Elijah to succeed him. That kings were anointed and priests were anointed. You know, isn't that just speaking of that, what anointed is? That as priests and kings and prophets, that's what it is to be anointed. And the word anointed means being set apart, dedicated to the service of God, empowered, a successor, chosen, and favour. Therefore, as his anointed, God is speaking over us that we are his successor, we are chosen, we have favour, and we are being set apart. We are being set apart for purpose. It is God, it says in Corinthians, who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, past tense, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. We are anointed. We are God's anointed. We are joined in Christ, seated with him, clothed in his righteousness, and anointed by the same Spirit. That is wow, you know, that we are being anointed with the same Spirit as Jesus. That's how much our God loves us, that he wants us equipped, and he just wants to give this gift to us. And I think also I also can skip over the word sovereign. And so I looked it up, because this is the spirit of the sovereign Lord. Sovereign means supreme authority. So this spirit is of supreme authority. It is superlative in quality. And I just love that. Our Holy Spirit that is anointing us is superlative in quality. He is chief, undisputed in ascendancy, supreme power, unlimited in extent, superior to all others, supreme or highest in power. That's what the Sovereign Lord is. That's what his Spirit is. We need to remember as we think over the coming weeks of all we've got to do as part of our lifestyle of going, is this is who is anointing us. This is what is anointing us. That's who the Lord is. He's one who says we're beloved, but he's undisputed in ascendancy. He's superlative in quality. He's supreme authority. It is amazing. And because we are called his children, that's what he wants for us. That's what he wants us to grab hold of. So I just want to really quickly just think about what the Spirit is. There are really endless references and characteristics in the Bible of what the Holy Spirit is. But these were just the ones that came to me that I think we wanted to look at, because the Holy Spirit is it's enormous. The same as the characteristics of God are endless, so they are of the Holy Spirit. But I just want us to spend a few minutes looking at that. And the first thing that came to mind is that we need to remind ourselves of is it is good. It is a good gift. It's not a gift to be afraid of. It is good. It says in the Bible, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? It is a good, good gift. We are being anointed with something that is good. And the enemy will lie and tell you it's something to be afraid of, it's somehow not good, it's weird, it's odd. But the Word of God says it is good. And therefore, we say it is a good, good gift from God. And actually, Jesus thought it was so good that he said it is better for him to go and the Holy Spirit to come than it was for him to stay. That's how good it is. That's how amazing it is. And we need to keep broadening our outlook on the Holy Spirit. During lockdown, I became aware, because obviously there's a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and often you are given a three-corded rope, you know, twine, all twined together. And I had this picture when I was in lockdown of, I had two very thick bits of twine and then there was this thin one, because that was how I viewed the Holy Spirit, that, you know, God the Father and Jesus were really important, and somehow I hadn't given enough thought to the Holy Spirit and his role in my life. And that's just something that God's continually speaking to me about, and the potential of, as we are filled with the Holy Spirit and anointed by him, is endless, and we need to be grasping more and more and more. It was really interesting last week that James said that we go from strength to strength on our journey, and actually if we can grab more of our who the Holy Spirit is and what it means to be anointed by him, that is going to be truth, so that we will go from strength to strength. Now I've really gone off track. So it is a good, good gift. It produces certain behaviour traits. It will produce in us the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It will change us. Yes, we are filled and anointed by us, it will change us. And actually, that change in character, people seeing how God is working in us, will draw them to God. By this will all men know when you love each other. And I used to think that, well, I'm pretty good at patience, and I'm quite kind, but so it won't matter if I'm quite so good at, not so good at the other bit, you know, I'm not very gentle always. And so it won't really matter because I'm quite good at those. But actually, you know, it's more like an orange, isn't it, with segments. It's not different fruits that you can or cannot have. It's a segmented fruit. They're all in there as one fruit growing in our lives. So we can't excuse ourselves if one bit isn't as good as it should be. You know, we need to be growing. We need to be going from strength to strength. We need to be building these things as the Holy Spirit is anointing us and indwelling us and overflowing us. We need to let these things go, because this is what's going to draw people to him. So part of being anointed or being set apart is being changed by his Holy Spirit at work within us. The third thing which I thought of, which is one of my favourites, is he's the helper. I was watching many years ago when I was ill, Joyce Meyer on the telly, and she said the Holy Spirit is right there waiting for you to say, come and help me. He's just there, but he won't force himself into you. He will wait until you say, Holy Spirit, I need your help. And this, you know, we need to grow into this, because if we do, we'll go from strength to strength. John 14:16 says, he will give you another advocate to help you. Romans 8:26 says, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. In the place of Jesus, that's what sort of help he is. That's the level of his helpfulness. That's the range. It's unlimited in extent because it's of the sovereign Lord. It's superlative in the quality of the help he will give you. It's above all others in the sort of help he will give you. When you think about the descriptions of sovereign, that's the sort of help he's going to bring. So he's going to bring superlative in quality help. He's going to bring you help and superior to all others. He's going to bring you unlimited in extent help. That's what the Holy Spirit is. He's a teacher. He teaches us. John 14:26 says, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. So he's not only a teacher, he's a reminder. He will remind us of the things. So this is why we need more of him. He's a spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel. In Isaiah 11, it says, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. I thought it was quite interesting that it's wisdom in understanding, counsel and might, that somehow those are linked together, that counsel is linked with might. And I thought at the beginning it says the spirit will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. So sometimes that spirit is a resting anointing. It's not going to be something that we strive for. We ask and it will be given to you. It will come and rest upon us. It's not harsh. It's going to be gentle. A restful anointing. And sometimes in the midst of life, that, I don't know, that picture of a restful anointing is just so what you need, just so what you want, that restful anointing of help. And so when, you know, he's bringing wisdom when you've got uncertainty, it's just going to rest upon you. When there's confusion, he will give you counsel. When you are lacking understanding, it will come and rest upon you. As you say, Holy Spirit, I need your help here. I don't understand. I don't get it. Number six, he convicts the world of sin. He convicts the world of sin. As it flows through you, as you're anointed by it, he will do the job of conviction. It's not our job. We need to ensure that fruit is growing in us. We need to ensure that we have him helping us. We need to ensure that we're looking to him for his wisdom and his counsel and his understanding. And he will convict the world of sin. Because sometimes we can strive so hard because we're so desperate for people to know God. Especially if our family members or close friends or people we think a lot of, we are desperate for them to know God. And somehow we try and take away from the Holy Spirit the conviction of sin and try and do it ourselves. And we really just need to say, Holy Spirit, you know, teach me about this. Teach me that you're the convictor of sin. Teach me that you're going to do that job. Let me concentrate on my job of growing in the fruit of the Spirit, of growing in wisdom, of growing in counsel, and growing of understanding. And let you do your job. He gives power to be witnesses. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. Unlimited power. It's sovereign power. It's unlimited in its extent. That's what will come upon us. But it's just fixing our eyes on the sovereignty of God. It is actually the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That is what, as children of God, he anoints us with. That's how much he loves us, is that he gives us that same power. He fills us with the same power. That is mind-blowing. We can't quite grasp what that means. But let's be those that seek after grasping more and more. Let's not just think, well, it's too big. The Holy Spirit is, as he's helping, as he's giving us wisdom, we'll just begin to reveal more and more. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. That's the power, supreme power, undisputed ascendancy, highest in power, superior in all others. So as you are fighting battles, as you are waging warfare, as you are going out and bringing good news and loosing chains, which is the anointing on us all, you have this same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That means we don't have to worry when we look at all the list of stuff we've got to do and think, I can't do that. Well, no, you can't. That's true. Nor can I. But her Holy Spirit within you can enable you and facilitate you to do those things. One that I'd not looked at a lot, but in Psalm 104, it says, when you send your spirit, they are created. Or in the New Living Translation, it says, life is created. It's a spirit of creation. As we are anointed and as that spirit overflows, life is created. And I found that really encouraging. I was thinking about my boys, as I often do, and I just thought, wow, that new life can be created. As I just grow in the Holy Spirit, as I just let you anoint me, life can be created. He is the creator, and so he does it. And right at the beginning of Genesis, it says the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. That's how big a creator he is. He can work where we are. So as we are anointed and filled with this Holy Spirit, and that I've only given you a glimpse of what that means this morning, we are able. We are equipped. We can go forward. We have everything. We have more than everything. And we need to grab hold of that. The spirit that is anointing us of the sovereign Lord means as we go on, we will be able to be those who bring good news or freedom or sight for the blind. That's God's intention. His intention is not for us to look at that and feel overwhelmed or weighed down. It's not that we think about all the times in the past when we haven't done that. It's not that we think we're inadequate. Those are the lies that the enemy will try to speak to us. And we know he's just waiting to tell us lies. As truth comes, he'll try and counteract it. God is showing us how he sees us. God is showing us our potential in him, being anointed by his spirit, as a church, as individuals, of what we can do for him, for his glory. He is showing us the possibilities that as a church and as individuals could be ahead for us. He is inviting us on a journey of discovering our purposes. This is how he sees you. This is how he sees us. As those that have the ability, because of his anointing, to do this for him. God is showing us his mindset, his thinking, and we need to bring ourselves into line with what he's thinking. We can't sit here and say, no, that's not who I am, I can't do that. We need to say, well, God, that's how you see me, that's how you say about me. And with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, as you invite me on this journey, I can. In the when I looked up anointing, it said it could be a dam, a pouring on his head, on the head, or a pouring to overflowing. And I just felt God was saying, you know, you can choose this morning. Are you going to be those that say, I want a dab of your Holy Spirit? Do you want it a bit more on your head? Or do you want it to overflowing so that this is our potential? In the Beatitudes, it says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. So it doesn't matter how you feel now and how weak you feel in your spirit now, because God's promise, which he cannot break, is that you will be blessed. So he has said he is anointing us. He has said he will bless us with his spirit. When I was, I had a dream. I don't very often remember my dreams. But I dreamt about a mansion, I don't know why, and we were restoring it room by room, little by little, and painted a wall. And then we put a radiator in, and then there was something about a fireplace, and then I can't remember the rest. But it was just this picture of God inviting us on this journey. It doesn't matter how long your journey has been. It doesn't matter how long you think you've got to go. Currently, you are still on a journey, and God is saying, there's more restoration, there's more of my anointing, there's more of you doing this in the world that needs us so much. There are people all around us that need us to grab hold of this, that need us to say, I'm going to be one of those who says, I want anointing till overflowing. I'm going to be one of those who says, I can't see this in me. I can't see this, but that's what you're speaking over me, and that's what you're declaring about me. So I'm going to line myself up with what you say, with what I think. I'm going to change my way of thinking. I'm going to renew my mind in line with what you're saying about me. I just want to, we're going to sing a song in just a moment. And I just want to pray first. Holy Spirit, we just want to welcome you again. We want to acknowledge our need of you. We need you to be our helper. We need you to come in power in our lives. We need your fruit to grow. We want to be those who say yes, yes. Holy Spirit, just come, I pray. Just come amongst us. Just come and touch us. Come and anoint us afresh. Come and just move.